inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's time for our Thursday morning feature, Garden Talk, and this week we look ahead to harvesting and transplanting berries. And with us on the line for this week's edition is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what kind of berries should we be looking at picking this time of year?
Well, I'm out on my deck, and my hanging baskets full of strawberries are looking good and very colorful. They have the right color, mostly. We'll just taste this one. Terrific. That's a Quinault is one variety, and I've got some Seascape, and then there's some other ones I've tested over past years. So strawberries are coming on, and these are ever-bearing strawberries, so they'll bear for much of the season into early September when it just gets too cool and wet for them. But at least here they're under an overhang, and they're up and away from the slugs and the porcupines and the bears.
Have we had enough sun, though, for a lot of those berries to ripen?
Well, they are ripening and they're turning color. They don't have as much sugar, as much flavor as we would like. So certainly more sun helps that way and really does when this comes to later on as the cherries are ripening and the apples too. Same thing. Well, even the blueberries are, even though they get nice and big and blue, they don't have the sweetness that they could have if we had more sun. So we really could use as much as possible. The dry weather we're having now, of course, helps also to keep down some of the fungus problems that can happen on berries, like raspberries. If it's really rainy and cool, then have a lot of problem with that. Raspberries mold quickly. Of course, if they're ripe, if it's hot and sunny, then you've got to be picking just about every day, too, out in the patch, which is not necessarily a bad thing, and you can freeze them quite easily.
And, well, besides strawberries and blueberries and raspberries, any other berries that we should be looking at picking here over the next few weeks?
Well, I was just out on a muskeg yesterday in North Douglas, and the cloudberries are very close to being ripe, probably within a week or so, or just a little bit more than that. They should be ready. And these are an interesting one. They're a single berry per plant. Flowered, they're white flowers, looks like little roses or larger than raspberry flowers. And right down close to the ground, they're only about 2 to 3 inches tall, but they're a bright orange berry. So if you go out walking on the muskeg, you'll need boots on them because wet as it is, but very easy to find. They're very tasty, certainly an elite sort of a berry to find, a challenging one to find enough of to make some jam or jelly or maybe some other tasty dessert with, but certainly worth going after because they aren't that common. Here they are. Get out on the muskegs and look around. You'll find them easily enough right now. Later on, also on these same muskegs in the little wetter spots, because these tend to be on the little humps and bumps, little high spots, the true cranberries looks like they're going to have a terrific crop this year. They're small right now. I mean, they're an eighth to a quarter of an inch across, and of course, even when they're in full size, they don't get much bigger than that. But intensely flavored, that's something I don't pick until usually October or November, and even in December, if there isn't snow on the muskeg, you can go out there and pick them, and like around Thanksgiving time or something like that. So that's something to keep watching for, thinking about. If you've got a favorite muskeg or, trails through a muskeg that you hike on. I've picked them when I'm out deer hunting sometimes. So that's another thing that's coming soon to a muskeg near you.
Okay, and we've only got about a minute to go, but now's the time probably should be transplanting and splitting up some of our berry plants, right?
Well, yeah, this isn't a great time for the transplanting, but to find, if you're looking for wild berries, the folks ask about blueberries, they need to be small plants to transplant. Scout them out, find some small ones growing on the edge of a gravelly area, sandy area that's easy to transplant. They don't transplant very well out of the woods, big ones particularly not. Nagoon berries are another one that are pretty easy to transplant and grow. They spread by underground runners. And plant them in poor soil. If you get some of those, I salvaged some in front of an excavator this spring. So that's another one. You can have your very own Nagoonberry patch, which is very definitely the secret spot kind of thing for folks who know good, tasty berries. Again, like the cloudberries, they're all raspberry relatives, too. Okay. Kind of interesting stuff.
Okay, so just scout them out for transplantation later.
Yeah, late summer, September, October, or first thing next spring.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO Juneau.